All right, welcome to Comes Naturally. Before we go into intro, like normal, we're going to go into some business up front. So, Michael, would you like to handle the business?
Yes. Oh, now?
This is why it has to be pre-recorded.
This is why.
I told you.
Joe, shut up. You're ruining my business segment, you son of a bitch. This is my time to shine. Anyway,
yeah, this is all he has
shining on an audio podcast.
I got nowhere else to go.
You can't take the one thing that means everything.
Gross.
Right off the fucking rails right away. We haven't gotten business.
I'm already right off fucking rails. It's Munger's fault.
Isn't it always?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Anyways, business.
Yeah, this is a absolutely completely free podcast. So please to show support.
For the listeners.
For the listeners. Yeah. So please show support, go to our Facebook page, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, let everyone know, what the podcast is about when you do share it. So it doesn't look like you're just posting random shit that nobody cares about. Give people a little insight to it. Find us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. So your downloads come free automatically when they become available. You don't have to do anything for it. It just goes right to your iPod or iPhone. The hell was that?
Stop it. No, I'm sorry. Stop it. Go ahead. Continue.
And after you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, please give us a rate and review, just to give us better positioning in terms of iTunes. Are we going to start this one over?
No.
We're just letting this one go.
Comes naturally.
Yeah. Gross. Anyway, so yeah. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, rate, review, help us get better positioning on iTunes so people can find the podcast a little bit easier. That's that.
And we're on Twitter.
Better positioning. That's what sent you off. I said come like 14 times.
Yeah, but we say it so much, it's just kind of desensitizing.
It's okay.
We're on Twitter.
We're on Twitter at
Comes Natural Pod.
Yes, so please follow us there. Our Twitter, every week, if you don't have iTunes, every week we will post the links on Twitter and Facebook of every possible way you could download the podcast and listen to it. So, yeah.
All right.
Naturally.
Yeah. All right, so Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
I'm Mike.
I am Cody. I almost forgot my own name for a second. I was like, in my head, like, Mike. Joe? Mike?
Mike? Which, I'm Joe Mike.
Which one am I again? Am I the last? My first? Who am I? Okay, anyways, and our special guest today, Eric. Yeah, the Mungster. That stuff you scrape off the back of your balls, right?
Wow.
Isn't that what that is? Sorry. I don't know why I just thought of it right now.
Wow.
All right, so we're doing something different today.
Yeah, so today
like,
we're...
as in not an entertaining or a good podcast.
It's funny, you guys are fucking laughing. Well, except for you. You weren't laughing, Eric. All right, so today we are going to try something new. It's called Wishlist.
See.
What this is, so to explain to everyone so it doesn't sound like just babble like normal, we are going to come up with ideas that we want to see made into movies or TV shows or whatever media you want to make it into. Some of it will be in depth, some of it will not be. So like if one of us has an idea for a movie, we can come up who's going to be in the cast, who's going to direct it, little things like that, little details. If you haven't, if you don't, it's not really
kind
of
like
it.
If you had listened to our remake episode
or our first favorites.
Yeah, there is some similarities there, but we kind of want to expand it a little bit more and then just come up. It doesn't always have to be movies, you do TV shows, and a lot of it is just if we want to change the style of something too. So if you want to take a comedy that you thought would have been cool as a dark rated R kind of scary movie or something like that, things like that. So we just kind of want to reimagine stuff and try to come up with the best ideas to.
So our wish list for things that'll come out hopefully someday.
Yeah.
So. We're going to start off with our special guest.
Or do you want to, how about you start off this time since Munger hasn't really talked about it at all and you and Joe were going with one earlier, right?
I was going to say like mine would be you and me on the one.
Okay.
Whichever way. I don't care. I want to mix it up.
I'm mixing it up. Fuck Munger.
All right. Yeah. Fuck Munger.
I don't know what's going on.
At the bottom, it's now stirred.
All right. So the one that Mike and I a while back thought of through... A feverish 2 hours of text messaging back and forth. Sounded gross.
Yeah, dude.
Sounded like we were.
I liked it.
Text sexing.
What, you weren't naked?
I'm always naked when I'm at home.
That's why Jen's never there.
Free ball.
She's like, Mike, you're lowering the value of this apartment. Oh, gross. Spunk on the walls.
I don't jack off every moment I'm at home. Every moment.
Okay, every moment, yeah. Yeah, let's take a Gatorade break.
Not every other.
Every other moment?
Yeah. Gotta have a Gatorade every once in a while.
Yeah, gotta replenish with electrolytes.
What plants crave. Say, Gatorade and a ham sandwich.
Electrolytes, what plants crave. All right, so anyways, so I was watching a movie, one of my favorite movies to cry during, which is 500 Days of Summer. So I was watching that. There's a scene in that, if you've never seen the movie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt does karaoke, and he actually sings really well. So I thought, oh, it would be awesome to see a Wedding Singer remake.
Which nobody has ever said before.
Which is fine. That's why I'm a genius and no one else is. That stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the Adam Sandler character. Obviously, it's technically been remade once with the Broadway version with Stephen Lynch. But I think it'd be awesome to see another movie with it. Mike and I debated either be a modern remake or like an 80s remake. I thought maybe even like a mid-90s would be good too. A lot of fun stuff in there. You could do the 80s. Obviously, it would be like a safer bet to do it in the 80s because you kind of have the formula already. But I thought it'd be fun to do as like a mid-90s. So you have that like emergence of rap, like hardcore rap, but also like you have beginning of boy bands and all that fun stuff. So there's a lot of pop music you can get into in there too. It'd be pretty fun. For those who haven't seen The Wedding Singer, it's about a wedding singer who was trying to be a musician, but he never went on to see his dreams and got stuck in the job and then, you know, went on from there. So
bring back the rapping grandma.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Well,
she's doing like NWA or something.
Something hardcore. Well, we thought
gangster rap.
At the time, we thought Betty White would be good, except for she passed away like 2 days later. Oh. So that's not good.
Going, Betty White died?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the hell was I?
What?
Didn't she?
I didn't hear that.
Yes.
I don't think she's
dead. Remember seeing that.
Yes, she did.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You just broke news to me. I've never heard that.
Again, I'm in the same boat.
Did we kill Betty White with our thoughts?
Well, we did bring Stargate and fucking Magnificent Seven into the world.
Dude, this is absolutely funny. So searching for Betty White to make sure that she's dead or not.
To make sure she's
checking
dead?
Her pulse.
Or
see
not.
If she's still alive.
No, but the Google results, literally it would be the second one down is Betty White death metal.
Fair enough.
That's something that exists?
That's a thing.
All right. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but she passed away not too long ago, right?
Betty White dead 2014, actress killed by celebrity death hoax.
No, see, that's the hoax one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she didn't really die.
Yeah, I don't
she's
remember
still
seeing anything about
well, good,
that.
She can be in it then.
Yeah, Betty White, you still
I thought,
go.
Because I thought they said it because that whatever shitty show she's on was going to have to be canceled or whatever.
She's been resuscitated.
Good, and then she's back. Well, sorry, I thought it was real. I don't know. I saw it everywhere. I thought it was right. You know, whatever.
Twitter said it was true.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Mike.
Yeah.
Everything you read on the internet?
Mostly.
Bonjour.
It's not a lot. That's the thing. So I thought that would be funny. So if she's still alive by the time it gets remade, we can watch it. What are you doing?
I'm messing with Joe's stuff.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Ow.
Kids nowadays. Anyway, so I thought it'd be fun. We went through a couple different people for like the female lead. Mike brought up Jennifer Lawrence. Would be fun as
the part originally played by
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Yep. I was about to say Betty White.
They put her in a young suit.
Gross. Let's see. What else do we have?
Pull her skin back and put a twist tie on it.
We thought if we did in the 90s, the best friend who was obsessed with like Michael Jackson would be obsessed with like boy bands and other shit like that. So he'd always be dressing like someone from like NSYNC or something. It'd be funny. You thought of Wolowitz, as you would refer to him as from the Big Bang Theory.
What's his real name?
What?
What's his real name?
Come on. You can get it.
I don't know it at all.
You can get it.
Guy.
Simon Helberg.
Yeah. So he would play the character
Alan.
Like,
oh, sorry. Go ahead. What are you saying?
No, yeah, he would. He
Alan
would
covert played.
Are you doing that on purpose?
Yeah, just, it's fun.
All right, I'm done.
I'm sure you aren't. So he would play that one. We also thought of making like.
What part was that?
The part
what, Alan covered. He plays his best friend. One was always obsessed with Michael Jackson.
Just limo like driver.
Oh yeah, limo driver. Okay. Yeah. And then it's actually was he his brother in that movie? In Wedding Singer?
No.
Because then we lived in the guest house of their house.
Yeah, and that was his sister.
Yeah, so that was just a friend.
Yeah. Oh, so Adam Sandler. Yeah, because that was his sister, yeah. Then of the asshole that Drew Barrymore's character was like engaged to, we thought of getting some like young, like we were trying to get the cast a little younger, obviously because they were all like 40 when they did the movie. We were thinking of someone like Chris Evans or Aaron Taylor Johnson, who plays Kick-Ass in the Kick-Ass movies.
Chris Evans, I thought, would be good because the character was rich or fairly rich in the original movie. So I thought Chris Evans could play a really like sleek like internet mogul or something like that.
Well, I thought he could basically be his character from Scott Pilgrim. Remember Scott Pilgrim? Chris Evans was in Scott Pilgrim. He was the skateboard action star guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
The vegan? Christ. Yeah. No, that was Superman. Skateboard guy. When they're filming at the castle, and it's the guy that his gay roommate's obsessed with.
Oh, the first, that was the second boyfriend.
Yep. You know, watch that movie, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Stupid. So that would be fun. We thought about mixing up the ethnicity of the best friend, maybe. But then the one we couldn't figure out was, I'll get back to the Peter Dinklage part. We couldn't figure out who would play the George character, the one that was like basically Boy George, essentially.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I don't know who would do that. So, but we thought he could be obsessed with Marilyn Manson. And so you'd see like him always dressed like the different Marilyn Manson characters next to the guy who's always dressed like NSYNC and stuff.
Oh, all the super boy funny. Band characters.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
The contrast, I think, would be pretty good.
That would
be. Yeah, be pretty funny. So we thought that Peter Dinklage could play the part that I forget his name now.
Lovitz
played. It's like the older, basically wedding singer, because it'd be super hilarious. Because obviously he's you know a little person. He thought I was gonna say midget.
You just did.
Oh, he thought I was gonna say it. Anyways, so I thought it'd be funny because like he does that he'd do that thing, and then we thought it'd be funny if he did like. All, like he referenced TLC songs, like all he sings was like TLC songs for his parts.
Go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, it's so like all of his songs he sing were all female lead songs, like Beyonce and all that stuff. And you could see Peter Dinklage do the fucking the
single ladies,
the single ladies type thing. Oh, it'd be super funny. Then we'd have to push it ahead of the future. But anyways, yeah. We thought it was pretty funny.
See him do Blink-182 is all the small things.
Yeah. Aw.
See what happened, listeners, is. Peter Dinklage is a dwarf. And Munger just made a short joke. Highbrow comedy here.
Yep.
This podcast.
So
I apologize.
That would be pretty funny. I think would be pretty fun to do. What I thought at least.
Be interesting.
I screamed Alison Brie for some reason. Oh, the sister.
Yeah.
Oh no, the girlfriend.
The girlfriend that dumps him originally.
Yeah. And then you thought Naomi Harris. From the Pirates movies and Skyfall, because you wanted a dark-skinned foreigner.
Yeah.
Fucking racist. and then he says, she's kind of cute, too.
Because she's not, like, yeah.
Oh, shit, son, foreigner. I like where your head's at. Yeah.
I don't feel bad about my comment anymore.
You shouldn't. No. You shouldn't. We're bad people. Yeah, so... That was my first one. Mike, did you have anything else to add to it?
Nah.
So.
Just pulled a Joe.
No, I'm good. Good.
No, I'm good. I agree with everything you had to say.
Yeah. You do tend to, you know, make lots of statements that are.
True. Yep. Agreeable. The truth.
Agreeable.
So, yeah, that was my first one. Eric, did you come up with anything you want to bring up? Or?
Yeah, I want to actually
yeah!
see something cool done with pirates other than what's pirates out there. No. Like right now, we were talking earlier about the Hugh Jackman picture. He's playing
the one where they make him look just like John Malkovich does in the fucking NBC show.
John Malkovich is playing Blackbeard, and he has a white goatee that is trimmed.
Not even close to a beard.
Correct. And he's bald. Hugh Jackman is also bald and has a completely trimmed goatee. I don't get it.
But
that's
black.
Not Blackbeard.
It's black, though.
It's not a beard, though. Peter Pan.
No, he plays Blackbeard in it.
But it's a Peter Pan show, though, isn't it? That Hugh Jackman's doing?
I thought it was... He says he's playing Blackbeard, though, in it.
Mm. Possibility. Yeah. But I'd like to see a movie...
Well, let's look it up,
like,
Joe.
A reality-based one on one of the cooler, realistic pirate captains that actually existed. I mean, Blackbeard would be cool, but you have Captain Blood, Calico Jack. There's a number of actual real pirates.
Pirate nerd!
Yeah. That I think would make a great movie if they did them right. And actually made them historically correct versus the stuff they put out, like Cutthroat Island, which bombed.
She even referenced that.
Muppets Treasure Island.
And again, I think the best one I've seen yet is Black Sails.
Yeah, that's super good.
Which
is
a prequel to Treasure Island. They're doing a great job with that.
Was Matthew Modine in it?
No.
Thank Lord.
Yeah, I was about to say, thank the fucking Gina heavens. Also, sense. Thank you.
Young Gina Davis is pretty hot.
And then it got worse.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
Yeah, Mike's right. It is actually a Peter Pan movie.
But he's playing Blackbeard, though, right?
He's playing Blackbeard.
Yeah, but like it doesn't... like obviously, it's a Peter Pan flick. It's not going to be like this realistic, gritty...
I think his point is, why are you pulling Blackbeard, then? Why is it not... Yeah, I mean, just looking... there is Hook in here. So Captain. It sounds like Captain Hook is in here, but then you're pulling Blackbeard... Obviously, he should look like Blackbeard. Then. You know, he should have the crazy, you know, smoke and shit. That
as bad
he ties
as it was,
not
as bad as it was, but Pirates of the Caribbean, their Blackbeard looked like Blackbeard.
Yeah. He looked like a goddamn fucking pirate.
Came out the way he was supposed to. He had the burning fuses in his hair.
Yeah.
That was Blackbeard.
If you had a...
But
if,
just like Hollywood was fucking shit up.
So if you want to... Cody, just a little mini rant. So if you had to compare the movie
mini
you want to see... in theme, or a style or mood of another movie.
Like I said, I'd like it to be historically correct. So basically, like a
so Johnny Depp plays every
character, but just based on historical facts.
Okay, but like, what's the mood of the movie? Like, do you want to do a mood of like?
I would say almost like more dark.
It would have to
like,
be
like Gladiator or
It's gonna have to, in my opinion, it'd have to be PG-13 or R, if you want to do it correctly.
I would say R.
Because
I would say R.
Someone had to say it.
I was trying to avoid it, and I almost did it myself.
Why?
You're talking about pirates.
Yeah, you see I can see the poster, at the bottom. R. It says, this movie's rated R. It trails off.
But, I mean, to capture the true essence, I mean, they weren't nice people.
Mm-hmm. What?
So it would have to be, like I said.
Pirates weren't nice people?
You wouldn't
Isn't what the
to,
mean?
You
the
wouldn't
name
be
means?
Able to make it G or PG. It would have to be a gory film.
So says you.
But I'd like it to be, like I said, historically accurate. Versus
Hugh Jackman's going to be
what
in
Hollywood's
Chappie.
Idea of pirates is.
Oh, is he? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's listed right here. It says he's in, sorry, we're going to get to that one in a second when Joe goes over his. Plays Vincent in Chappie. Sorry, go ahead.
That's pretty much what I got. I mean, your thoughts?
Are there, if you can think of a movie that you'd like the tone to be like?
Well, I think that's what Mike was getting at.
That's what I mean. It's like, is there like, so like, just think of dark like movies like 13th Warrior with Antonio Banderas.
So if you just
like,
said,
like,
say
like
you made this movie.
I would say definitely like a Gladiator, like that style of movie.
It'd be good. Any ideals for casting?
No, I just want to see it done correctly. Not, like I said, everything I've seen lately, Crossbones is okay, but again, it's not Blackbeard at all. I like what they're doing with Black Sails. Great show, very violent. They're doing a few weird things in that as well, but again, you can tell it's setting up for the actual book that would become Treasure Island on that one as well. Cutthroat Island, again, was just really campy and cheesy and
not good.
It's a bad movie, yes, absolutely. Other than that, there aren't too many. Other than Pirates of the Caribbean, the four movies, there really aren't a whole lot of pirate movies out there unless you go back to Errol Flynn, which, again, that stuff is all fake in those movies,
Princess
too.
Bride had pirates in it.
I'm really confused about this Pan movie, not to go away from your point. So Hugh Jackman plays Blackbeard. Garrett Hudlin, who was in Tron, and amongst other things, and Wild, or what's that one movie with the country singer with
Crazy Heart?
Crazy Heart. He was in that one. He plays Hook. So I'm guessing Captain Hook. Just throwing it out there. Rooney Mara plays Tiger Lily. So there is, like, you know, the female portion. Someone named Levi Miller plays Peter Pan. I can't click on him, so he doesn't have any future anything. There's Smeeze in it, and Mother Barbosa's in it. It's super, like, Wendy Darling is in it. Like, just super random, and there's no plot. Like, Pan is an upcoming fantasy film directed by Joe Wright. It stars Hugh Jackman, Garrett Lenlund, Rooney Mara, and Amanda Seyfried. It is an original story of Peter Pan. That's all it says.
I think the...
So apparently Blackbeard isn't Peter Pan. I think I should have to read that book now.
And speaking of Peter Pan and Hook, I think the live-action Peter Pan movie... The guy that played Hook in that.
And his dad?
Yeah, was awesome.
That was, what's his name? Malfoy's dad from Harry Potter. He was also in, I don't know why I looked at
he's in Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, he's the fucking English guy. God damn it.
I didn't know there was a Peter Pan.
He was the guy in The Patriot that played the asshole
everybody
hated.
The main bad guy in Patriot with Mel Gibson. That guy.
Yeah, okay. I had no idea about this movie at all.
And he plays Hook, and he does an awesome job as Hook. He comes across very evil, very dark, as far as anybody you've ever seen play Hook before.
Did Peter Pan do it as well as Robin Williams did?
I was a kid.
We're going to reference Robin Williams' movie. I actually like that movie, by the way.
Hook?
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
Not bad.
But a lot of people shied away from the live-action Peter Pan. It was actually a really good movie.
Jason Isaacs is his name.
Oh, okay.
Mike's still shaking his head.
And he does good as both the father.
And Captain Hook.
And Hook. I mean,
because what I read in the book, the actual Peter Pan, in the fantasy world that he went into, Hook was supposed to resemble his, you know, the his mean, father. Oppressing father, so that's why it was played this same
But it, as far as them, it was a darker movie, they end up killing Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Julia Roberts died?
No.
Thank fucking God. Oh, wait, what?
But so like I said, I would like to see a historically accurate, just full on, and I want it to be bloody.
Would you put Rufio in it?
No. Nope.
Peter Pan's
no Lost Boys either.
No Lost Boys.
No vampire movie.
No Tiger Lily.
No, Tiger Lily. But
Kiefer Sutherland's not getting any breaks in this one.
He doesn't have
really
24
like
hours.
A cool,
in this.
Historically correct pirate film.
That would be cool.
I didn't know I wanted to see it until you started talking about it, and then it kind of makes sense. I guess
I don't want to see it.
Be good.
Secretly, you
do. I do want to see it. I didn't want to admit it though.
It is kind of an untapped, like,
for what it was. Like, I enjoyed like Master and Commander, the boat battles in that.
Yeah, it was.
That's kind of what I want to see.
Super hardcore. What?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to admit, I don't think I've ever seen it either.
Russell Crowe.
No, I know
what it is.
And the majority of that movie was them spent on the boat, and that's what I kind of more want to see, is not so much them in port or in town. I want to see their life on that friggin' boat and what it was like.
Running from the water police.
Yep. And the same thing. I mean, you can look at it from different angles, either a pirate or a privateer. Either or.
Yeah.
What's privateer turn pirate?
A privateer. What's the difference?
Pirate turn privateer.
Privateer was paid. So if the English government paid you to raid the French and Spanish boats, you were a privateer because you were technically being sanctioned by or protected by a government.
Oh, okay.
So as long as you weren't captured by the other two, you couldn't be hung for piracy. A pirate just went after anybody.
Anybody.
So if you were captured, you were a pirate.
The monger dropping pirate knowledge on us.
There's actually a lot of cool stuff when you really, you know, sit down and actually listen to a lot of
what. Democracies.
Right. Like I was saying, that is, like, thinking about it more and more, that is kind of an untapped an area for movies, like, outside of Johnny Depp's flicks. Like,
they didn't go after treasure
because they haven't been very good.
Yeah,
I mean the Pirates of the Caribbean ones. obviously did really well.
But other pirate. Yeah. So,
but I mean, honestly.
Okay, this will be more for Cody, because I know you're not big on, like, directors and stuff like that. If you want to see this done right in the theme that he's talking about, who's directing it?
I do, like, a Steven Spielberg or, like,
that's
a.
What I was thinking. Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to go Spielberg.
What?
You don't think so? Don't, like, Saving Private Spielberg. Ryan kind of tone?
Master and Commander.
That's a good question.
Spielberg. No, just kidding.
Steven Spielberg. Russell Crowe directed it.
Like I said, he did a good job with that movie. I liked it for what it was.
Whoop, I can't type. Ha ha ha. Far Side of the World. Peter Weir.
But for whatever reason, Hollywood always takes pirate movies and
camps
blows them,
up. Them
out of proportion.
They want to make them kids' movies. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no truth based in most of the pirate movies you see.
Well, I think there's obviously romanticism around it, and that's where a lot of it still comes from, back from the 1940s,
yeah.
Black and white,
like,
where
all the
it's
Earl
all
Flynn
swashbuckling
stuff.
And correct. Exactly, you know, so they still just carry over that tradition of just making things semi-campy.
There's never been a treasure map found.
No.
There has never been proof of buried treasure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
How good they are.
Because they went
got
out,
me
they
fooled.
They took the boats and sold whatever parts they needed.
That's really what you went after, was the boats.
Hmm.
If you went and after ships with gold, they were heavily armed and you were risking losing your entire crew.
If not your life.
They were opportunists, so they went after. I mean, there were a few pirates that did, but most of them were opportunists and just went after weak targets and sold what they could.
On top of that, you think of buried treasure. Well, yep. Why would somebody actually go, you know, raid these ships and then go bury their treasure somewhere? When they did run into stuff like that, they actually just went and spent it because.
Like
you put in at a port and you're just like, party!
In Black Sails, one of the ships that they capture is a slave ship, and they end up just taking the slaves and selling them.
Stand up guys. They're pretty stand up guys.
Hmm. Okay, that's all
I'd
I can
watch
say
it.
About that.
I'd watch it.
Joseph.
Yo, Joe.
I think my wish list kind of just like. Involves
bubbled.
A lot of
Stargate
of semi sci-fi type things.
Nerd.
But it involves one director, Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah.
Who I think who is
untapped potential.
Untapped potential, and I'm mostly speaking about the Halo movie that he was originally supposed to be directing.
Has he done anything I've seen?
District 9,
okay. Elysium. So I am Chappy. Honestly like firmly planted in that I don't know if you'd even call that a genre, but that style of film that he's already done, and he's done it so well on whatever small, seemingly small budget that he has. He's even got a new movie coming out called Chappie, which Cody referenced earlier, that we actually just found out that Hugh Jackman was in there.
Yeah,
was
right.
In it. We obviously knew that what's his name? Who's been in all of Neil Blomkamp's movies?
Chartel Copley.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Is that really how you say his name? Because I'm just looking at
Copley?
It and it
yeah.
Doesn't. No, the Neil
Blomkamp.
Neil Blomkamp. Yeah, it's something like that.
It's spelled like Blomkamp.
Yeah, I know. Everyone pronounces it that way, so that's what I always say.
Hmm.
But
it's South Africans. Who knows if it's actually right or not?
So honestly, my wish would that would be that they actually get him to direct the Halo movie.
No, it was the one you brought up at work the other day. You don't remember? I know that. Think hard. You made me pass out for a little bit.
You
Half
say
life
the
two.
Other day too.
Half
and
life.
I'm like,
Half
I
life.
Don't even.
Half
that
life.
Wasn't the other day. It was
Half
like
life.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
two weeks
the other
ago.
Day.
The other day, 3 weeks.
The
ago.
The other day. Yeah.
Was it today?
No.
It was the other day.
No, it wasn't. The other day was.
I didn't say
yesterday.
I said the other day. It was the other day.
It was the other day from the other
so,
day.
So, yeah, but you are right. I did eventually come up with that. He could direct a very awesome Half-Life movie.
Of course Joe likes him. He's the 3D animator on Stargate SG-1.
He really was?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Fucking Stargate nerd.
Now we've brought this full circle. Get it?
Stargate. Fucking nerd.
He's done a lot of work in other stuff, like a lot of TV.
Yeah. But that actually explains why he's so good with the 3D effects then and all of
lower budget
movies.
Too.
Yeah. Because that's exactly, I mean, what Stargate was. It needed good 3D effects and in such a low budget. So the Halo movie, I really would have liked to have seen him actually do, because that's exactly, you know, Halo is a lot like District 9, where you have those fantastical creatures inside of a very human world, in a, you know, on Earth.
It almost seemed like Elysium was like him saying, hey, let me do a Halo movie.
It was a giant fuck you.
Yeah. Because he was supposed to do it, and then something happened. I don't entirely remember.
20th Century Fox fucked him, basically.
They pulled funding for it.
Because he got it, the budget was too high, so like, nope, fuck it.
So and then he made Elysium, which was fucking awesome.
He made District 9 first.
He made District 9 first, but then Elysium was more of like the you know...
giant fuck off to you.
Yeah.
To me, it seemed like a big budget picture.
$30 million.
Yep.
Yeah, it seemed way bigger than
that. And it made $210 million.
And $30 million for a sci-fi movie.
They got their money back.
Yeah. He was able to pay those people back, like, faux show.
Like, you talk about $30 million, dude.
It's awesome,
like,
dude.
Like, that's like the nothing. First Hangover was like $80 million budget. Like, just to give you an idea, and there's not really special effects in that, you know?
And then the budget for Elysium was $115 million. Yeah. And they made $286 million. So that's another one.
Both those movies had awesome effects on them.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. He's so good at just doing such awesome effects. And I'm trying to see, because if you watch the trailer for Chappie,
the preview,
it really looks like that he even went even more basic.
Is it another sci-fi?
Oh, it's estimated $60 million for
Chappie.
Yeah, it has a pretty small cast too, so much like District 9.
But you go and watch the trailer
the
for
preview
it,
the
preview
did
for it. It looks amazing. It really looks like they built robots and actually had them do this. But when you watch the preview for it more, you find out that actually Chiola Copley. Is actually doing like a green. He's
Murdoch.
Doing a green suit,
like motion capture.
Motion capture green suit, and then they just laid the robot over him.
They throw Chappie on there. Yeah. So basically, the plot is after being kidnapped by two criminals during birth, Chappie becoming an adopted son in the strange and dysfunctional family. Chappie is I don't know what the word is. Gifted prodigy. He's basically, you know, knows things and stuff like that, and he also happens to be a robot. So. Weird stuff, I'm sure, but the preview one they did is like basically like screen test and show you like, hey, this is what we're gonna do so we can get money. Was fucking insane. Like, he's just sitting there and he's like moving around. It looks like a real robot, and you can hear like noises and like the joints and stuff move. It was fucking creepy.
But then as Cody reminded me that yes, I said that he would be awesome if they'd ever get around to making a Half-Life movie. He would be the only director that I would honestly just off the bat just trust to be able to do it, because that the game, especially Half-Life 2, nails on everything that he's already pretty much done. The dystopian type future, the aliens, the just everything, and it has to look real. And he's been able to do that in spades.
Yep. And he knows how to do creepy really well too.
Yeah.
Those aliens in Desert 9 were creepy.
Oh, and Copley as Barney, the security officer, would be awesome.
Yeah.
Got to be in all of his movies.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. He's really good, though. Like, he should be in more movies.
Oh, he absolutely should be.
Copley's a fantastic actor.
Like, A-Team 2?
A-Team 2, the television series?
Now that we've said it, it has to be done.
I know.
We're trendsetters. That's not a thing that has been said by anybody, but everyone... anything else on that? Like, how awesome Half-Life would be as a movie?
I think it'd be absolutely
probably get a movie
awesome.
Before we get Half-Life 3, so that's a good sign.
Probably.
Assholes. Well, it's been like 10 years.
Actually, yeah, it has been 10 years. They are working on it, but
yeah, sure
just the way Valve works, they, you know, they
take like their fucking time.
They like to take their time, and I honestly don't mind that, because it means that it'll be good.
Hopefully.
But they like to have the developers work on stuff that they're more passionate about at the time, and right now it's their other things that they're, you know, that they're releasing.
Neil Blomkamp did that the Halo short. Remember when Halo 3 came out, the live action commercial? Uh-huh. That was his Landfall.
Yeah,
that was the one he did, because they were gonna use that to promote the movie that was gonna come out, and obviously with the games and everything. Or was Half-Life, or was it Halo 3 or Halo 2 that came out on?
I'd say
Halo 2. Halo 2.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll train for me.
Just surprised me with the popularity of that game that they haven't already said, all right, let's do this.
We discussed this before. I don't know if it was on the podcast or just with us, because I can't remember what goes on anytime. It was the budget, the skyrocketing budget, and the fact that no video game movie has done really well. Like at the time, I mean, obviously that's changed with the shitastic Resident Evil movie.
People are gonna go nuts over it.
Well, I agree with you. But when your budget gets to $325 million with an unknown director, an unknown everything else on a video game franchise, people kind of balk at it. But the fact that it was 20th Century Fox, you know that they're not gonna fucking pony up the money for that. So, but now we got Steven Spielberg involved. Hopefully, get some fucking.
But that's still the TV series that he's.
I was right. Halo 3. It was Halo 3. So hopefully Neil Blomkamp does something with that, because it'd be awesome. Because he's super awesome. He does a really good job with that, with like the realism in sci-fi too, as you saw from Elysium and District 9, and soon to be Chappie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have anything else, Mike?
Mike?
Nah, I just have like a lot of little things.
Well, let's hear it. It's a call wish list, baby.
I
pointing at his dick. Go nice. Ahead.
Good job, Munger. like one of the things I've always really wanted to see since
full penetration.
Yeah, in every single movie, just give me one or two full penetration scenes. That's all I'm asking for.
This movie has been rated Mike
for massive amounts of full penetration.
That's an Vivid MMP. Entertainment presents Mike-isms.
Gross. I always like to see like good actors do something you haven't really seen them do before. And one of my favorite actors, which we talked about, but we can that one, and we'll talk about again someday, is Tom Hanks. And ever since Road to Perdition came out,
we need to redo that one so bad.
Yeah, ever since Road to Perdition came out, I've always wanted to see him do an action movie. And I know it sounds like, well, how can Tom Hanks do an action movie? But there's traces of it.
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. No, but more on the lines of like a Taken style kind of.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like not a big action ensemble, war movie. Like just a one-on-one kind of.
You want to see him shoot Jude Law again?
No, I did.
Okay. Yeah, so
I really like Road, and that was the first time Tom Hanks kind of played kind of like a badass, but still, was very Tom Hanks in it still. But it was a cool little stretch for him. But that always got me thinking. I'm like, man, that'd be a cool like just a straight action movie, like
a put badass it to cop or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that, or even like have him be a.
Like the one thing that he really never did.
Exactly.
He started in comedy.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was most of his early career, actually.
Almost right into drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all been, I don't want to say all of his movies have been good. Like, he's brought at least, even in movies that I didn't like, and it wasn't even really his fault if I didn't like his movie. It's usually the other people in the cast that I don't like a Julia Roberts or something like that.
Like Wilson.
Yeah,
fuck you, Wilson.
Or Splash wasn't actiony enough for you.
Love Splash.
It was more of a comedy.
Dude, love that movie.
Full penetration.
But yeah, so give me. Fish yeah, I want to see a fish penetration.
You fucking weirdo. She was a mermaid.
Was anyway. She? Was she?
She was supposed to be.
When she was in the water, right?
Correct.
Salt water.
You don't think he tried?
That's right. On. Sorry. Salt water, to be more technical. As Mike pushes up his nerd glasses.
But no, like, would you guys think he could pull that off? Because I have doubts. I think the older he gets, the harder it would be.
Right, and that'd be my only
and
doubt.
I don't... It would have to tweak it from what my original thoughts were after seeing Road to Perdition, but I still think even at his age now, there's a form of it that I think he'd be cool in if they do it right.
You just have to find the right type of action for him.
I mean, because, like if you look like Clint Eastwood is, kind of been old as shit for a long time. And
it is true, and actually. Done
which cool. is good for him because it means he's still here.
Yeah.
I think one of his best movies is...
Gran Torino?
No.
It yeah, but the Gran Torino is one of his best movies, though.
Nah, why? Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak Ridge is old in that. Fantastic. And you young, though, because that was, 95.
But he was still pretty old.
No, yeah, at that point, But yeah, he was still very physical in that one. And you even go to like movies that he's done, like Blood Work, which was a little bit after that. He still had a lot of action stuff going on in that one. Obviously, you know, he stays in a believable range. Like, he's not fighting 30 dudes at once anymore, you know? But I think Tom Hanks could do something like that. I think he could do something like Liam Neeson has kind of rebirthed his career with action movies.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people would have thought that before Taken came out.
That's really true.
So
yeah, I didn't, because I really didn't want to see that movie, and then I watched it.
So like, good.
Holy
right?
crap.
Amazing movie.
Yeah. Qui-Gon actually threw down.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon. Dark man.
Technically, that was Bruce Campbell.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, who I else think... would you want to see switch into that?
To an action or yeah. just take a jump in genres?
Yeah, jump in genres.
I don't know. Do you guys have? I'll think of some. Cody?
Oh, I stopped paying attention a while ago. What were we talking about?
I figured.
Joe?
I don't know.
It means a lot of people nowadays are kind of making those jumps all over.
Not yeah, like but some of them over, do better. I guess some of them do better than others. I know I bring it up seemed, Mark Wahlberg, and I know Cody absolutely try. Doesn't like him in like
almost everything he's in.
But comedies.
But comedies. But I because I think originally your issue with him was in
he's not good in action movies.
But
Cody, calm down, dude. We're just having a conversation. You don't have to yell about it.
Saying fuck. Bring up Shooter. I swear to God, I'll punch you in the face.
No, I wasn't.
But
say
anyway,
Shooter,
Marky Mark did the jump from basically all these action movies. Then he started doing a little bit of comedy, and I think Date Night was the first.
Wasn't Other Guys before Date Night?
Yeah, I think Date Night.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I think Other Guys might have been first.
No, I was gonna say Lone Survivor. He was in Lone Survivor, and he's actually really.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's, really, he's a lot better now
that's not
than
an
he was.
Action movie.
It is
like,
an
you know,
action
well,
movie.
It's not, no, like,
you can't
like,
say it's not an. Action
well, it has
movie.
Action in it, but I'm it saying is like it's not
movie,
like
but
it's
more. It, but it also
it's not a shooter,
drama,
garbage
like
crap.
In action movies.
Donnie.
Yeah.
Donnie's actually a pretty good actor.
I like Donnie in Saw too.
Yeah. And in The Sixth Sense.
But I think it getting to the whole point is I
think
for like it's
a
very,
fucking minute.
It is very hard for some actors
good
to
scene,
do
though.
Everything. Really there's only a few that I can
a lot of actors now though are kind of taking the jump. Like I don't think anybody's really taking the jump to action right now.
Right.
I feel like action movies is kind of like a genre that people are trying to stay away from because it's not really
well,
very
you're
lucrative
like Die
right
Hard
now.
5 and
yeah, but I mean, but that's a. Like nobody new is going in action.
But that's
movies.
What I'm saying. You're just getting rehashes of the old, yeah. of the old stuff, and then you're getting shitty movies like White House Down.
Yeah, Olympus Has Fallen was
Olympus
awesome.
Olympus Has Fallen was yeah. awesome.
I mean, Die Hard 4.
Yeah. It should have been Die Hard 4. Honestly,
wait, it wasn't Die Hard 4?
Should have been.
Same year,
but yeah.
other guys in Date Night. Same year.
No.
I'm gonna look to see which. Which actually came first.
I just
first.
Don't like when you see somebody go from
April 9th
like Jim
for Date
Night. The comedy that he did straight into drama.
See, I don't have a problem with that.
As long as it's done
Mike
right.
technically was correct. Date Night came first. Yeah. April versus August.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good job, nothing. Buddy.
I win nothing.
Hey,
I point. See.
Here's my empty
points.
Snapple bottle.
Yeah.
Stop it. Quit touching yourself on the mic. Oh, goddamn. It's breaking shit.
No, I
that
don't
lamp
have a
was
problem
expensive. I stole from
with the with the jump from like crazy comedy straight to drama. I just like to see people if they do one thing and they're really good at it,
keep
like
mixing it up.
Go back to it every yeah. now and then, man. Like
he's
like
going back
keep,
to it now.
Keep doing everything right. else, but you have the you know. Even if you do one movie a year, like that means every 4 or 5 years you should go back and do a good comedy. You know what I mean?
What you
I'm starting to think
for.
I don't hate Mark Wahlberg, just the movies he makes.
Because he did the, like I said, he went right into the drama things, and then his first yeah. attempt coming back to comedy, Mr. Popper's Penguins. Really?
But they see, and that's another thing though. I don't ever fault an actor for doing the kids movies, because that's just something.
Ice Cube.
The Rock.
Yeah, well, fuck Ice Cube, dude. Like, because it. That dude's not an actor.
That's
he's
true,
a, he's
yeah.
a gangster rapper, supposedly.
That's right.
But no, I never fault, because obviously a kid movie is not a movie I'm gonna go watch or care about usually. So when actors try to make the family friendly movie, they usually suck, based upon the fact that family friendly movies usually suck. But they're good for families. They're not made for me. Right. I'm not gonna get pissed off at Jim Carrey for doing Mr. Popper's Penguins.
But to your point, he still didn't go back and do what he was known for.
Yeah, until like now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like go back and do another, you know, silly comedy. Like,
see, like Eddie Murphy there for a while was all over the place. He did comedy, comedy action. And then he went into a couple of his children, like Daddy Daycare.
Daddy Daycare wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's kind of being Flash. Shot from a family.
Yeah.
Let's drag him Flash.
But I mean, I think he's had a pretty good career of jumping all around and then ending up where he's at. I mean, going from being the type of stand-up he used to do to where he is now is night and day.
Yeah.
Robin Williams is another one.
You look Robin at Williams played creepy. Well, if you watch his comedy and his early movies, and then he jumps to Dead Poets Society, and you're like, holy shit. Like, he was funny. Like, there was funny stuff in it, but it wasn't Robin Williams. No, you know what I mean? Like, he actually acted in that movie. He did a really good job. And then if he does creepy really fucking well too. Like he did a 1 hour photo, which was,
he can kind of pretty much do almost a full spectrum, but he's never done an action type film, but Hook. He's too old to now.
Hook. I'll let that one, action adventure, like kids. That's pretty, he fought people. Like if you fight people.
He flew and he wore tights.
That's true. He did have to fight.
I wouldn't really count that as action.
No, it's two things that superheroes do.
I would say Christopher Reeve. Swords.
Christopher Reeve and stuff. Christopher Reeve. Guns. Christopher Reeve. Flew and wore tights. Boom, action star.
Rolled around a lot.
Yeah, but you need other people around him to do action-y stuff. He can't just be like the only thing on the film. That'd be boring as all hell. It's not action.
Same. Action adventure.
So what about female stars? Jumping all over the place. Any thoughts on that?
The biggest one is I want Jennifer Lawrence to not do X-Men movies anymore so I could like her a lot more.
Which is another good point. Fox shouldn't do them either.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite action movies is The Long Kiss Goodnight with Gina Davis.
And Sam Jackson?
Yeah, I just love the fact that she gets the crap kicked out of her the entire movie.
Whoa, wow, that makes you sound like a man.
They don't hold back because she's...
It was
I mean, at the end, both her and Jackson are just covered in blood and beat the hell. I love that. And again, as bad as the movie was, it's the same thing that happens to her in Cutthroat Island. By the end of the movie, she is bleeding all over the place and scarred up and beat to hell.
And in the movie, she was pretty beat up too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know if there's ever been an actress that's hit all the...
No, actresses is kind of weird though, because I feel bad for actresses because I feel like they'll get typecast more
in female roles.
Yeah, like why do they always have to be female roles? No, like here's what
we're
I
doing
think
Romeo
happened.
And Juliet. Would you like to play Romeo?
Gina Davis is all like,
kind of hoping for Juliet, but I will take what I can get.
But here's what I think happened with the females doing like good action movies.
Not believable.
Angelina Jolie.
Really? You say not believable?
Because Angelina Jolie made a bunch of shitty female lead action movies. Yeah.
Salt.
And Salt.
She weighs 12 pounds. Tomb Raider. And somehow takes out someone as big as Leif Shriver. It's fucking impossible.
But it's not even that. It's the style of fight. Like, she was more, like, in Salt, if she was more of, like, a stealthy, like,
that's exactly what I'm talking about. But she runs, jumps off the wall, and somehow knocks his Leif Shriver down with a punch. I was like, that motherfucker leans into it, she falls.
So you want to see female action star done right.
Yeah, yeah. I would totally dig a good, like...
I like the girl in Sin City.
Which one? Zara Dawson?
Name, Miyoko?
Dawson.
The Asian girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's just messing people up.
Yeah, well, because like Uma Thurman did a great job in Kill Bill movies. Yeah.
But they showed a struggle. She wasn't just like, beating everyone's ass. She took licks, you know?
And
she,
yeah,
she,
and, but I'm the same way. I don't like when in regular action movies, a guy just rolls through and never gets fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense anymore.
That's what makes Die Hard so great.
Yeah. Yeah. He got the shit beat out of him. Yeah. So, like, Uma Thurman did good, but that was a very rated R movie, so it didn't get the broad audience. And it was very much a
sorry. The broad audience, like, Baradas and talking about women.
Wow. We got it.
Barada and audience. Then, yeah. Sorry. And then, but it was fuck, I'm spacing on the director's name now.
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, it was Tarantino. A Tarantino flick. So I think people look at it and think of it as a Tarantino flick before right. they think of it as anything else.
Strong female, yeah. you know, action.
The girl who did The Fifth Element was awesome in it.
Yeah.
She had good action scenes.
Mia Jovovich.
Yeah, she's Jovovich. The one that did the Resident Evil movies, too.
Still
yeah.
doing the Resident Evil movies?
Yeah. But the Resident Evil movies were bad. So it kind of contradicts. But see, that's the problem. Like, it's not... I don't think it's, you know, women can't do action. I think it's women haven't been in good action movies yet.
And to your point, or my point and your point, like Fifth Element, for example, the reason such a small girl could kick so much ass because she was superhuman.
Yeah.
Because she was an alien technique, so not even right. human.
So they but made she, it more yeah, believable.
Yeah, so like unlike Angelina Jolie, yeah, she's trained as an assassin, but there's no physical way that she should be able to take someone down that big.
And just a brute yeah, fist and a brute, fight.
And, yeah, you know there's I mean? No like, way. She'd have give, to use...
She like, has to sneak yeah. up, take a knee out.
Just stab him in the leg like, or yeah, you know, something you know. Like that. Shoot him in the so kneecap.
The
something
with
like
Gina Davis in A Long Kiss Goodnight. Yeah. She was a trained assassin.
Yeah.
So she could kill people even by sneaking
and
up to
and that was a lot of weapon use in that yeah. movie, too.
Because yeah. her hand-to-hand combat, she was nowhere near as strong.
Beckinsale was fantastic in Underworld.
Yeah, again, superhuman. So, like, she had... the strength and speed and stuff on her hands. So like, they give the reason why. Not saying that all female leads need to have superhuman strength, but I'm saying,
China.
You know, it plays well for them just because, you know, just more saying. Believable that way. That It'll be see, interesting to see how Ronda Rousey is in Expendables 3 because...
That quick little glimpse yep. of her in the fight scene looked pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, she can handle herself. She legitimately looks like she could handle herself in a fight.
Well,
like,
she's a legit badass.
Well, I'm like, saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, so she looks, but like with Angelina Jolie and Salt, for example, she did not look like she can handle herself in a fight.
Mother Russia and kick ass.
Yeah,
too.
Like that. Well, that bitch was terrifying. And then like Angelina Jolie in the movie, actually, like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, she was trying to beat up Brad Pitt, but when they're in that the hand to hand fights, she's getting her ass kicked. He's throwing her around because she weighs 12 pounds. Like, yeah. you know, she had to use tactics. Like, she had to swing a knife at him or. Hit him with a fucking gun. Like, you know what I mean? Like she was having these weapons to try to take him down.
It's another believable one, too, is Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Because she, the second one, she gets beaten to a pulp yeah. in that last fight. She's fucking outmatched.
And those are, you know, again, gets the adrenaline. Weapon, you know, weapon use, you know, yeah. weapon base. It's not a brute fist fight. Like, if
in a fist fight, she got her
Lee Schreiber is a fucking giant, dude. He's a big
huge.
Dude.
He's fucking Sabretooth.
Yeah.
In a horrible fucking movie.
And then, which kind of makes me mad because I really like to see him do
yeah.
Sabretooth.
Yeah, because he was good.
In,
yeah.
Like X-Men 1.
Oh, he was.
Like,
good.
I would like to see that Sabretooth. Yeah. But yeah, Lee Schreiber is a fucking giant. Angelina Jolie, like,
itty bitty woman.
Just punching him in the face and beating the shit out of him. Like, nothing. Like you watch that, you're like, oh, okay.
Like, if she was, like, aiming for pressure points, like, hitting him, like, in the neck, like, so, like, yeah, that, you know, that sort of stuff, like, that would be, like, sold me on that. But, like,
she has, like, a nightstick fucking beating yeah, like, with yeah, or something like, would have been
fucking,
cool,
you know, goddamn vomit stick or something, making him, like, even in the ground. But, like, there's no way that he's a trained assassin and she's a trained assassin. She's going to win in a fist-to-fist fight without yeah. some kind of advantage, like, shooting him in the face. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. And same thing in Tomb Raider. Fuck, I hate those movies.
Tomb Raider was awful. I mean, she punches a shark in the face underwater, and the shark runs away. You lost
in real
her.
Life. All slow mo. Oh, the
shark
repellent
at home.
Yeah,
in her bat belt.
Batman 66 bat belt. No, but like that's my thighs. I just don't think they've been done properly yet with the women action leads. Because like you, there's good ones. But there's just so many more bad ones that were pushed as big deals. You know what I mean? Like Michelle Rodriguez at a point, you thought she was gonna, and she's a like an actual tough broad, and she can handle. She looks, because that's another thing too. Is sometimes you could tell in a fight or in an action movie if a girl has never done like actual. Fight training or been in a fight.
That's what I'm
it
saying.
Like, looks like she's
like,
never been
when
in a
they
fight.
Shoot a gun, they're like, you know, like it looks like they're daintily holding the gun and like it's a massive gun. It's like there's no fucking way that
yeah,
could be
but
real.
Like Michelle Rodriguez
looks like she can handle a gun, and because
I guarantee she's been in fucking real fights before because she's that kind of chick. But
terrifying.
But she like I think she had like personal things that kind of derailed her from doing a lot more movies.
Drinking.
But she could have been.
Was that fucking movie SWAT? Yeah, not a great SWAT movie, but she was good in that one.
Yeah, she held up well in it. Like right. She never felt movies out of place in it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the problem is like you go to the Resident Evil movies, female lead, had potential to be awesome, got just cornier and dumber as they went along. You go to Charlize Theron had one that was like mega pushed, like it was over everything, super advertised a few years ago, and the movie was awful. She was like an assassin, like alien chick or something like that. Aeon Flux.
Oh yeah.
Ugh, horrible. Yeah. But do you remember the press for that? It was fucking everywhere, dude. Like they were banking on that being a huge movie.
Franchise, no less.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was really, really bad. And Charlize Theron is another girl that I think could be a really, really good action lead as a female, but she just got put in that one shit movie. They overhyped it. It was awful. It didn't do anything. And now she's, I guarantee you, she's not going to go back to that. Well, I mean, she's going to do Mad Max, but, or did Mad Max. So there might be,
awesome,
something to it.
Yeah, but she might more be like the, I don't want to say, you know.
Do it?
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it.
No, say it.
Tina Turner role.
Yeah.
But like, what I mean is like, she's not in there fighting. Like, she may shoot a gun, which we all know she can handle a gun because we've seen her use guns in the movies before. But like,
she could handle my gun.
Yeah, like, she can.
As an action movie, she's not really doing a whole lot of action.
Yeah, she's more going to be the leader of a gang, like Leona Headley in Dread. She was badass because people were terrified. Because why? She cut people. She didn't use her size and her demeanor for ease. But she didn't go out there. She didn't try to go fist to cuffs with fucking Dread.
Yeah,
can you imagine? Yeah. He's like punching the armor. He's like, and he's like, get off me.
That's a good topic you brought up though. We should do that. We should on the next time around
have women fight.
Yeah, just bring a man and just have him fight and be like, you could be an action star. You cannot be.
And go. Whoever survives
3 minute rounds.
Job.
Well, speaking of jumping, then I mean, two women there are women MMA woman fighters.
Yeah.
Would there be any
Ronda Rousey?
Well, Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano has done a good job in her stuff.
That's like, right. Haywire.
Yeah.
Haywire and
legitimate fighting in that one too. Yeah. Like, especially when she killed Channing Tatum.
She fought Michelle Rodriguez in one of the Fast movies, and Almost Human. She was on an episode of Almost Human. Yeah. So you could tell she's kind of breaking into that world.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey has huge potential because, one, she's the biggest female MMA star in the world right now. So if Expendables 3 does well and she does good in it, guarantee you she's going to get her own movie. It won't be in the Expendables world, but she's going to get her own movie. Yeah, just keep cycling in. But I think that's another thing with
the Marine,
with the popularity.
Like, that's the UFC's Marine. They just keep rotating women into
pumping out. Yeah. Misha Tate does part 3.
Cyborg does part 4. No one understands
in all of them.
sorry, go ahead.
But see, that I think that's the thing with female MMA becoming more popular and finally in the UFC, which is, I know the UFC is not all of MMA, but that's what the majority of the people kind of think MMA, they go right to UFC because that's the most visible, popular kind. Now that women are fighting there, these women are going to branch off and they're starting to do movies. I think it's going to force people to not, if they're doing a female lead action movie, like there's more of it coming out now where it's done properly. I think once they finally do it correctly and it's a big hit, I think that's going to start spawning better and better versions. Yeah.
Did you bring up Alien?
I did.
Did you bring up Alien or Aliens?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just wondering because like I was looking at some stoof before I switched back to Facebook because I had a message. In that one, what I wanted to say is in Aliens, you saw like Ripley being more like more of the badass, you know what I mean? Like in the first one, it was more survivor, you know, survival.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, but she's still so much a badass that she is the only one that survived.
Well, and Newt,
Newt from the second movie, yes.
Yeah. But she survives in the first one, obviously, trying her best against, you know, the obviously way overpowered alien compared to her and everybody else, obviously. But what I was going to say is like that kind of role of a female lead was cool because she used her smarts to outwit an alien that could obviously murder the shit out of her.
She's also done comedy and drama.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
So she's kind of.
I was like, Ripley didn't. She was not very funny in those movies.
But you make a good point, because one of the things about the first three Pirates of the Caribbean movie that kind of bugs me is how you have Keira Knightley go from being raised on this island from a proper individual to all of a sudden in the third one, she's now leading a pirate attack and a badass with a sword.
And whooping ass.
How are you taking on pirate? And actually, they're taking on the pirates and government officials that are trained in sword fighting.
Yeah.
And she's able to keep pace with them. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like I said, it just hasn't been done properly enough to get the. I think it could be a big genre for, in just in terms of money making.
For made like a Sigourney Die Hard, a good one with. Yeah, a female lead.
Yeah.
Cody. Oh, me. Okay, my turn. So, we all know how much I hate the casting of Wonder Woman.
Yes.
She, for example, we were talking about Fast and Furious because she's in that and she fucking fights with what's her balls. She just doesn't, like, to me, doesn't look like a Wonder Woman, you know, like from the comic book.
Yeah. Talking about Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot, whatever the fuck it's called. It's the fucking coat rack they have playing Wonder Woman. Working out. Where's the flex?
I am.
Anyways, so it's a picture they put online. She's flexing and you couldn't tell.
Probably try to stay on point for your story.
Sorry. Yeah. and then, so you see her, and I'm just thinking, like, I don't know if she's going to be in the Wonder Woman outfit in Dawn of Justice, just because, like, it's more of a Batman versus Superman, hence the title. So we know, like, Cyborg is going to be mentioned in it. As of right now, Aquaman still rumored to be in it. Wonder Woman obviously gonna be in it. I just can't see, like, again, super strength fallback. You have to give her super strength so she can fight and be realistic. I just can't see her because I haven't seen Fast and Furious 6, so I don't know how convincing she looked in a fight. But from the clips I did see, it was just like a fucking slap fight essentially. Of what I saw, again, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But like, it didn't look like a hardcore fist to fist, like I'm gonna kick your ass type fight.
I actually can't remember her straight up fist fight because the big woman fight was Gina Carano and Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, I think it's part of that.
And she was like more, Gal Gadot was more in that movie. I think she was like a couple little bits of fight scene that she had was more of like a
defensive like a
kung
type
fu
fight. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
karate,
I just,
kicks
I,
and shit like that.
I can't picture her as one woman, like being like standing with Superman and Batman like fighting aliens or whatever happens to be.
I'm not
like,
writing her off yet.
I am.
I don't like the casting just because, just from a look standpoint, there's so many other
better
women.
Choices.
Just strictly from looks. I mean, you could Kate Beckinsale.
Scarlett Johansson's good in Avengers. And,
and she uses it's the perfect example too. She uses her
quickness, agility,
and their weapons like the stunners. And like
when they do get a hold of her,
she gets her fucking ass handed to her.
She gets beat up. And she's but like I think what's gonna help this whole genre out is when they do
oh no, oh no,
another spit take, you son of a bitch, don't do it. That was the longest spit take ever. It took 45 minutes.
This is a fucking trash can.
Because I was trying not to, but he kept hitting me.
I was pushing you away from all the equipment and me.
That's why I turned this way.
God damn it, Munger.
God damn it.
All right, to finish up my point real quick before we wrap up the podcast and Munger spits on more electrical equipment.
And Mike.
What's going to happen... What will help this whole, you know, genre out of female-led action movies is the first superhero movie
with a lead
female superhero. So whether it's Black Widow, which I don't know.
Jessica Jones, the Netflix series.
Yeah, the Jessica Jones one. And I know it goes back to the bad casting, but if a Wonder Woman movie ever gets made, whether it's with her or not, if it's done well, it will help that out tremendously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You need a towel?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I use his jersey.
It was him again. Like, doo-doo.
He said doo-doo.
I know.
And this is the last we go for.
Right. Shit humor.
Fine if you hadn't kept tapping me.
Skin, protecting the stuff.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
No, you weren't, sir. You almost spit up all over our equipment. Like, that's never happened. So, yeah, that's it for this episode. We will do this again, I think. It was fun. Yeah. Kind of like a...
It's more open, yeah, too.
Little good there. Recap on business. Go to iTunes. Search for It Comes Naturally podcast. Or Comes Naturally comes up that way, too. Twitter, Comes Natural Pod. And on Facebook, Comes Naturally Podcast.
And please... give us a rating and a review so we can get better positioning on that.
And share with your friends.
Yep.
All right, and that's it. So Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
My name is Mike.
I am Cody. He tried to throw me off by saying that. And our special guest today was...
Spit Take Munger.
Spit Take Munger. So, Eric, thank you for joining us on this adventure of ours. That's it for this week.
Peace.
Later.
Bye.